Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day 32, Creating from Soul, part 1. Many years ago, I decided to create the perfect girlfriend. This was in my 20s. I had come upon some information about the power of imagination and creating your world, and I decided to create the perfect girlfriend. So I created a list. I imagined what she'd look like. I imagined what kind of personality characteristics she'd have. I imagined the kind of experiences we would have together. I had a detailed list of what the perfect girlfriend meant to me. And I imagined it, and I felt it, and I knew she was going to be real. And sure enough, she arrived one day. And it took me 2 years to get out of it. You see, creating from the mind has certain limitations. And one of the limitations about the mind is that the mind can imagine what it imagines, and you can work with it that way, and you can have a detailed list, but you cannot account for everything with the mind. You can't take in every detail. Yes, I got the perfect girlfriend. Yes, she fulfilled all my requirements. And yes, I got a whole lot of things that I didn't think about and I didn't count on. Now, up to now, we've focused on the mind as a tool with which you architect your life, okay? Creating from the mind. But there's another way, one without a whole lot of scientific research to back it up, but it still may be worth the time to prove it to yourself. And this is creating from soul. Now, what do I mean by soul? Let me define this in a very particular way. It may be a challenging concept, but I think I can do it in such a way that it'll be clear, and then you can choose whether or not it's something you want to experiment with. Most of your cognitive scientists will tell you that this I that we refer to when we talk, the self, is a product of the mind. And in a real way, that's true. But I would say that there is a more expanded way of looking at it. Look, I have a physical body. Even though I have a physical body, I am not necessarily my physical body. I can lose a hand or an arm or a leg, and I'm still here. I can lose certain organs. I can lose certain things here, but I still exist. I also have emotions. In one sense, I could say I have an emotional body as well as a physical body. But am I my emotions, or are those something I possess? I can say the same thing about ideas and concepts. I have ideas and concepts, but am I my ideas and concepts? In the philosophical tradition, the arguments about self and body and who are we and why we're here go back and forth. You can read thousands of years of argument from the pre-Socratics all the way through current, postmodern, and other kinds of philosophies. It's all very fascinating. Here's where I land, and I land here out of direct personal experience. I have a body, but I'm not my body. I have emotions, but I'm not my emotions. I have a mind, but I'm not my mind. I have a name, Mark, but in one sense, I'm not even Mark. That's just another thing that I have, a name. In a smaller sense, I have a self, a personality that goes by the name of Mark, and I have certain characteristics associated with that personality. But I don't see that as being my fundamental self. There's something even behind that. I call this spark that operates through the mind, through emotions, and through the body, soul. For me, soul is this eternal, creative spark. And at the end of the day, it is soul that has the power of imagination and the power to architect my life. Yes, as soul, I can let go of my direction and my imagination and let the mind and emotions and the body run my life. But I also can step in and take charge as soul. And rather than allow the mind to be the master, it becomes the slave to soul. Rather than my emotions drive me, I drive my emotions, and I choose them. Soul is the eternal part of myself. Soul is the part that can look at past, present, and future as one thing. It can see all the pictures as if they're all here and present. It can look at them objectively. It can look at them with detachment. And it can solve problems in a way that often my mind can't. And also, it can set goals and create a life in a way different from the mind. Sometimes it will use the mind's architecture and the emotional architecture, but it also has some other abilities, which I'm going to talk about. I know this will be a stretch for some of you, but hang in there with me. I think you'll find it worthwhile. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.